Radio AI. www.radioai.net. The public resource for artificial intelligence literacy by the people who do AI. Podcast is in two parts. This is part one. I'm Cindy Mason. I've worked on AI and robots at NASA, at UC Berkeley, and at Stanford University. In this podcast, I'll be your host, and we're going to talk about concepts and categories. I took a class at Berkeley called Concepts and Categories. It was by a professor of cognitive psychology called Eleanor Roche. I had seen how cognitive psychology influenced AI, especially in the early ideas of automated vision and models of memory. But little did I realize how extensively the notions of concepts and categories would reach. It turns out almost all of AI needs this fundamental idea. For example, machine learning. In machine learning, the whole point is to categorize or classify something. In neuropsychology, scientists believe the brain itself is set up to organize information as concepts and categories. They even think the brain structure, the organic matter, is organized in hierarchies of concepts and categories. And these ideas include how we develop conceptual thought from our senses. These mental representations we form, concepts and categories, allow us to make sense of the world, to remember things, to learn things, to be able to compare one thing or another, to see how similar one thing is to another. And just knowing the category of something tells us a lot about that particular thing in front of us or that particular thing we know. So for example, if I said dog, you already know a lot about what a dog is. You have a category of what a dog is. So you have some expectations of its features, that it has fur, that it has a tail, that it barks, and so on. These mental representations we form, concepts and categories, it allows them to understand how it might behave, what else it can do, what it would look like, what its expected features might be. Most concepts, though, cannot be strictly defined. And so we organize concepts and categories around the best, quote, best examples. And these are also called like prototypes, prototypical, archetypical, common. And they have the properties that are the most common for that concept. So there's a kind of definition or a description of the features in common that things in a category or things in a concept would share. So for example, let's think about dogs again. We might describe the best concept or prototypical dog by saying a dog has four legs, it barks, it has fur, it has a tail, it loves balls, it loves walks, and it loves to smell everything. You might see a lot of dogs that fit that description when you're out for a walk in a park. So now though, what happens if I introduce you to my dog, Luke? He's got three legs. In fact, he's a three-legged Dalmatian. So he's definitely a dog. He's an awesome dog. He loves to chase balls, he loves his walks, and he smells everything. But it doesn't exactly fit our definition. However, he's still a dog. There's usually a more salient set of features that kind of make something a classic example. And that helps us to know the category. And so this is the problem, actually, that plagues all of us people. And it turns out to be a problem in AI, too. So people also use categories. They use categories of things to make sense of the world, of the things around them. So for example, what does a towel, suntan lotion, a turtle, and sand have in common? Well, you might say they are all beachy things, things you'd find on a beach. So all these concepts, towel, suntan lotion, turtle, and sand could fit into a category of things you'd find at the beach. If I said pink clock, or what about clown shoes? Would you imagine that these things belong to this category? You could say, well, one is definitely not a beachy thing, and one is definitely a beachy thing. Generally speaking, objects or concepts can actually fall into many different categories, and some seem to be a better fit than others. And that's kind of where fuzzy classification and fuzzy categories and sets come in. So concepts and categories are closely related to our knowledge of the world, and it helps us to do everything, to make sense of the world, to remember things, to learn things. So concepts and categories are also really important in AI. So next, let's look at how concepts and categories show up in AI. So, generally speaking, you might say that concepts and categories relate to just about everything in AI. In machine learning, we need concepts and categories because the main purpose is to categorize an image, a sound. We look at a collection of data and build an idea of what a concept is. We look at the features of the objects in the data set and create meaning by creating a concept. In computer vision, which we need in an automatic car or face recognition, we need to be able to recognize the objects in the image. So we need to be able to create a collection of attributes that somehow define what that concept or what that category of concepts is. We also need this for natural language understanding in order to understand what the meaning of what's being said is. Whether it's a word or a paragraph or an entire document, it's very useful to be able to summarize the meaning and to be able to say, are two things similar in meaning? Are they opposites in meaning? Do they relate in some way? This all depends on being able to say what the concepts are. Concepts and categories can also be useful in software agents, where they need a basic vocabulary to understand messages that are sent back and forth. We can also use concepts and categories in robotics for understanding how to grasp an object. Have you ever wondered how a robot arm, the same robot arm that can pick up a cotton ball, something gentle and soft, can be the same robot arm that then later can pick up a coffee cup or something big and bulky and heavy? How does it know all these details of the objects and what needs to be done? How does an automated car understand the meaning of a gray plastic bag or a rock and then know what to do if it comes upon one? Have you ever thought about how we create understanding or meaning of a document of two different words? These core problems in AI are related to concepts and categories, a psychological idea. So you can kind of get the picture. Concepts and categories, it's really all over the place in AI. We hope you'll join us in part two, where we look a little bit more carefully and nerdily at some of the ideas around creating a computerized version of a concept or a category. I hope you will join us there.
This has been part one of Concepts and Categories.
Thanks for listening. This has been Cindy Mason for Radio AI. Stay tuned for more cool Radio AI podcasts.